Jeremiah, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
We are doing excellent. How was the second day of camp? All of a sudden, the deal gets done Wednesday night, and bam, you're on the field here for a couple of days, getting ready for a preseason game next week.
Yeah, man. It's sort of a whirlwind right there. I had somewhat of a surprise practice yesterday, but you know, we knew something was coming. And, yeah, we were just glad to be out there as a team, you know, get some competitive drills going and throw into some of these superstar receivers, man. It's been awesome. Awesome to get in there and just build those rapport with these guys.
Yeah, Jeremiah, it's been great to kind of get to know you a little bit over these last few weeks at a couple of different events. But, you know, from your standpoint, just how have you acclimatized to Ottawa so far, and how have you enjoyed moving into the new community?
I'm enjoying Ottawa thoroughly. My wife and kids love it here. It's a beautiful city, man. I love it. There's something new for me to explore all the time, obviously. So it's all fresh to me, but I'm loving it. And I'm feeling just fine, man. I love the Red Blacks fans. They've been awesome to me so far already. So just I'm right where I'm supposed to be, you know.
If the wife and kids are happy, you're happy, right?
Amen. Yes, sir.
But I think a lot of Red Blacks fans happy that you are here, and happy that a lot of names are here. I can't even imagine trying to get ready for a normal season and get on the same page with, you know, a few new faces. This is a ton of new faces, and you play next week. What is this like for not only you, but the offense as well, to try and get somewhat on the same page in this short amount of time?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's the life of what our careers are, right? Life in the fast lane with this football stuff. So it's been you know, a challenge for sure. But I feel like everybody's risen to it so far. I want to shout out to O-line. Those guys set the standard early, you know, meeting on their own and doing drills on their own. So they really set the bar for everybody to kind of follow along and get organized and, you know, find out those little things about each other that go a long way when we're on the field, right? So just spending time with each other and getting some extra time in the film room and just being around each other is what helps us for sure.
Yeah, I know there's a bunch of different guys, you know, getting together, you know, over the last week, even before you hit the field officially. I mean, what does that say about the group? Just that, you know, guys are committed and wanted to make sure that they're at least getting some reps in, even if they weren't at TD Place with coaches around.
Oh, yeah, it says a lot. It says a lot, man. We, you know, the coaches, Berkey, our whole staff, man, did a great job bringing in guys that want to be here and compete, you know. And not a lot of egos in our room on our side. And I understand that, you know, all our vets are really coaching up the young guys, and the young guys are receiving it really well. So it's been amazing to see everybody come together, because, honestly, we got a lot of talent, especially in the receiver room. And, you know, for guys to just be willing to help each other out, man, that says a lot about the direction of where we're going.
You know, you've played in this league for a long time, and some of the rule changes, you know, we've talked on this show, we think the hash marks being moved in as much as they are going to maybe make the biggest difference. But a couple outsiders talking here. For you, what do the hash marks moving in as far as they do mean to you and the offense, and what it's like getting used to that?
Yeah, well, even after these 2 days of practices, right, just getting a feel for that, it condenses the field for the zone defenders in defense to the field. So it kind of makes some of those curl and dig windows to the field tighter, right, to fit those in, right, in the boundary. It's a lot, so we can do a lot more with that X receiver boundary than we did before. It's kind of open before. There wasn't enough to maybe run corner routes, switch corner routes, stuff like that, or big bench routes. And now there's plenty of space to do that. So it'll be interesting to see how not only we do, but other teams attack. And you know how the league go, man. We just kind of copy and paste what's in motion that time. So it'll be interesting to see what all the great minds in the CFL come up with for it.
Caleb Evans, what's your take on what you've seen from him so far, and just working with him in the quarterback room?
Caleb Evans has been awesome. Awesome, man. He's been my biggest help so far, for sure. Just being able to ask him a bunch of questions on the side, you know, all the small little things. And he's been awesome, man. I really appreciate him. He's a heck of a talent.
heck of a person, and I definitely want to help him further his career. I definitely think he has a huge upside. Like I said, talented kid, man, and he could be the future if he wants to be, for sure, for sure.
How much does that help from your standpoint, having two guys that are competitive, that, you know, obviously want to win and want to play as much as possible, but are helping each other? And, you know, you're a guy that, you know, you've been in some different scenarios where you've had a couple of real good quarterbacks, whether it's yourself and Caleros or yourself and Dane Evans most recently in Hamilton.
Yeah, no, it helps a lot, man. I mean, you know, it's just like anywhere else, right, with work. You know, you got some coworkers that are, you know, but and then some that are favorites, you know, great guys. And he's one of them. You know, our whole QB room, actually, we're really doing a good job of just getting along and working off of each other. You know, stuff that they've done in the past, stuff I've done in the past. It's been a great synergy of mixing there.
Seems like you got a lot of talent at the wide receiver position. From your experience, what is most difficult about getting on the same page with a receiver and then doing that with multiple people?
The most difficult thing is just the communication of it. You know, he has to be on the same page as the thrower, right, the QB. So if we're seeing the defense differently or if he's thinking about the route differently, that's really the main thing. As long as we see everything the same, we'll figure it out. And as we make those throws, the reps, it'll just be more accurate and more crisp.
How much does it help to have, you know, a guy like a Jalen Acklin who you worked with so well in Hamilton you know, you don't have to worry about learning his tendencies?
No doubt, yeah. He's definitely somebody I got a lot of good chemistry with, man. I love the way he runs his routes and all that stuff, man. Super smart guy, high football IQ. But likewise with Darvin Adams, right? Like, that guy is awesome. He is great. He's a heck of a player, but as a vet in the locker room for those receivers and all those young guys in that room, he is awesome. So we really do got a good mix of vets and young guys, you know, getting along.
And Paul Appelese, known for his offense, he has a lot more weapons this year to use it. What's it like working with a guy who obviously is a very creative offensive guy?
It's been great, man. It's been awesome. It really has. I know, you know, obviously this is just day two of being on the field, and we're still feeling everything out, and especially myself, getting a feel for how Coach does his thing as we go. But, I mean, just the trust that he has in our room to kind of have a little freedom or speak up and communicate with him. The biggest thing for me as a player is, like, I love to be able to talk to Coach openly and honestly without worrying that he might judge something that I'm saying. Now, he's all about communication, and if it's right or wrong, we'll just get it fixed, you know. So, it's been great in that regard, for sure. And just learning from him, his mindset, definitely a different type of mindset that I've been in. And I like it. I think it's helping me. And I've said that from the get. And I think Coach Lapo will get me to really, you know, to my potential. And we're getting there.
With the labor deal, I mean, I know it's not officially ratified yet, but just to have that kind of behind you, I mean, there's been a few different battles. I mean, even last year, you know, the CFLPA certainly stuck together, and in the end, you know, I think it's a pretty good deal for both sides. But is it nice to know that this is something that, especially with a long-term deal, that maybe won't affect things here in the near future?
Yeah, we'll see, man. We'll see, because it's still a little up in the air in terms of the players and how everybody really feels about it. But definitely hats off to the PA. Appreciate those guys representing for us and just working all those long hours. And I know it's not hard and trying to please everybody, right? So obviously glad that we're suited up and man, we got that preseason game coming up. So, you know, all eyes on that.
Jeremiah Masoli joining us here on The Drive, starting quarterback for the Ottawa Redblacks. And, you know, for you to get suddenly in game shape, what has this offseason been like in the lead up and not allowed necessarily to get on the field when you wanted to? So what has that been like to try to get to peak performance when week one starts? That will be a rush for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, offseason was great, right? Everybody has their offseason, but it was that kind of dead, mysterious period of, mm-hmm. Are we going to go on strike? are we going to practice tomorrow? Ended up being no and all that stuff. So guys weren't really sure, you know. They just want to, you know, you never want to show up that first day with heavy legs, right? So, and you don't want to not run every day type of deal. So everybody had to just kind of take care of their own bodies, how they felt. I know for me, I need to feel comfortable and confident in my arms. So I just need to throw as much as possible. That's really it for me.
There hasn't been a lot of football in the last couple of years. So how do you feel physically? Because I know some of the guys, obviously you would have liked to have played two full seasons, but for some it's been a little refreshing in terms of the conversations I've had with them, just in terms of how it's helped their body.
Man, I was just talking to my brother, telling him how great I feel physically compared to the last 2-3 years. Like, I feel great. I feel amazing. My body's probably the best shape it's been in a long time. And yeah, like, just coming off that knee 2 or 3 years ago, that was you know, that was tough. Even last year, still not having issues or anything, but I just mentally, right? So I feel great now, not playing with any brace or nothing like that, and not having to give it any special attention. So, yeah, I am in line with that. Obviously, we would have loved to play football, but the positive side to that was some guys' bodies got some rest, right?
Yeah, the negative side will be that the other team's bodies got some rest, too, coming after you, for sure. But I think that's going to make for – you know, hopefully for the fans and for you guys, a great product, right? Because that's all anybody wants to see is you guys at your best.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. No doubt. I think that's it, man. I think this year's going to be super competitive, man. Look across the league. It'll probably be one of the better seasons we've had, you know, recently.
Yeah, do you see that especially in the East where, you know, the West has a true favorite in Winnipeg, two-time defending Grey Cup champs for a reason, but it really feels like in the East, at least to me, when I look on paper, you got four pretty even, wide open teams in terms of who can take the division.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like that, you know, for the West too. I mean, definitely Winnipeg has obviously won back to back, and they're the favorites. But right, like it's a new year. Last year don't mean anything for anybody, even a champ. So it's all out there, man, for the taking.
Favorite thing about Ottawa so far?
I will say we've been having a little crazy weather. I feel like I've gotten four seasons within like 4 weeks. and I'm learning about that weather, which is great. But, man, it's just a beautiful city. Like, make a left and right anywhere. You got a canal right next to you or just a beautiful landscape. So I love it. Visually, man, it's awesome.
You ain't kidding with the weather. 32 degrees down to 10 degrees and snow. And I was just, I really wanted to ask you about going to high school in Hawaii. Did you go to your entire high school in Hawaii?
No, I went for my senior year. But yeah, that was awesome. That was awesome.
What was that like? Just going to high school there and playing football? And I think people just imagine it. You go there, and if you're lucky enough to go there for a week or two on vacation, let alone go and live there and what the lifestyle is like.
Yeah, man, that lifestyle is no joke. I was fortunate enough to go to St. Louis High School. Shout out to all the boys over here, man. Best high school on the island. Right, football powerhouse. So I was super blessed to kind of learn from some of those greats over there. You know, that was way back in 2005. These guys were running, spread offense and option routes in high school and doing it at a high level. So that was awesome for me. And, just living that local life, man, being able to hit the beach every day or whenever you want, man, it's special, man.
Listen
sure.
to the pickup in your voice, just thinking about it.
Yeah, we need to get back. My family needs to get back.
Just from a life perspective, I mean, pretty cool, right? As a California guy, he played high school football in Hawaii, then Oregon, then Ole Miss, little bit of a look in Omaha and the NFL and now Canada. How cool is it that you've had some pretty cool life experiences in all corners of North America?
No doubt. No doubt, man. I've been super blessed, and God's taking care of me and my family more so. And, I'm just, like I said before, I'm right where I'm supposed to be. Super happy to be here. And, you know, I know we got a lot of talent, but we got a lot of leadership too. So, with those two things, man, we're dangerous.
Jeremiah Masoli, starting quarterback for your Ottawa Redblacks. We can't wait to see you on the field next Friday for the preseason game. And as camp goes along here, getting set for June the 10th, the opener. It's 3 weeks away. Can't wait for it. Thanks so much for your time today.
Let's do it. Thank you. Appreciate it, man.